Wait a second. Are you awake? My little prince, are you awake? Huh? What's that? Warm? Of course. I've been keeping you company underneath the pelts. Couldn't have such a tasty catch like you freezing to death, could we? Here, let me get you some water, my prince. There. There. Drink up. Good. Prince? Well, obviously, I took one look at your hands. You don't have the hands of a farm laborer. Far too fine. And your fingertips. Have you played an instrument or two? Oh, you must have played the piano, tapping away at the keys, or something. I've only ever heard such things while I was hiding underneath the windowsills of villas. Oh, and I so dearly have wanted to go inside to hear those nice sounds more clearly. But alas, the only way I'd be able to get close to those kinds of people is if they wandered into the blasted north, into my domain, and became my prey. I can't say that happens often. Your clothes? My clothes? Don't be silly, human. You would have frozen to death. Weren't you listening? I'm glad you're not numb, though. That's really good. Oh, you must be starving, aren't you? Don't worry. I made sure that some of your rations are still left. Here, here. Let me get you some. You know, the jerky was really tasty. Oh, it was so hard to not eat all of it. You'll come back with more for me, right? What's with that flustered face? I already told you I'm not wearing clothes. Oh, you're lucky you didn't freeze to death. You don't have time to be flustered now, human. Ah, oh wait. It's because of my strong build, my ample figure. You know, I'm a talented hunter and tracker. Oh, it's natural for you to recognize what the pride of your pack looks like. Ah, tomorrow, I'll hunt up a fresh feast to welcome you, my prince. Anyway, here, here, eat up. Good, good. Ah, your face already so much more red after just one bite. You really needed that, didn't you? Ah, My paws are still so greasy. You better lick my fingers clean. Can't afford to waste any food. Oh, you're really eager, aren't you? You surprise me. Humans are so strange. Here, let me get back under the covers with you. The sound of your heart. It's so nice and loud now. You know, it was so slow and quiet before. I'm glad your energy is back. Now, I did want to talk to you about something important, but... You find me attractive, right? I want to know because I just know that the other wolves will be all over a pretty piece of meat like you. Now that they know you're awakened. And, well, I just want them to know that you're mine. I found you. And it would really mean a lot for me to make you my husband. I know that humans are really picky about getting married, but I just want you to know I already have a few wives, and I used to have a husband. So I'm not inexperienced. A human can't be that different, right? I just don't want all my in-laws swarming you and fighting to make you theirs. That's why I've been waiting to make sure I'm the first to see you when you wake up. Oh, your heart is beating out of his chest. I guess I should give you a moment to calm down. It's simple. If you want to have what you see before you, all you need to do is say, I do. Yes. You like it. You said yes. You want to get married. Oh, smart puppy. I mean, prince. My beautiful prince. Oh, I'm going to make you such a happy husband. Don't you worry. I promise. I promise. Ah, say it again. Yes. 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 God. God. Yes. Polonese road overcame me. You've just given this old dog such new joy. I don't think I should leave you waiting in the consummation of a matrimony. I'll take you right now. I won't wait another moment to mark you as mine. You know, you have such a pretty neck. Oh, it seems I broke the skin. You're so much more fragile than I thought. I'm sorry if that hurts too much. I'll be more gentle. You do make really pretty sounds, though. I have a lot to look forward to as a wife. Yeah. I need to mark you so the other wolves know who owns you. Obviously. You know, you have such a pretty chest. Minerally sensitive, too. You shudder every time I lick it. You want to touch mine? Of course. I bet your teeth feel like little pups, though. Oh, but I'll let you try. Oh, yes. Keep looking like that. Oh, that's perfect. Goodbye. Just keep working your tongue around my breasts. Oh, you're so good at that. Goodbye. I feel something of yours pressing into me. I wonder what that is. I'm really pleased with you. So lithe, so supple, and yet even after nearly being frostbitten, you're ready to dick me down. I won't let such vitality and virility go to waste, boy. And I'm so ready for you, right here. Can't your fingers feel how warm and wet I am down there? Hey now, I was planning to let you feel. You didn't need to curl your fingers for me. But if you want to lick me off your fingers, what's there is your prize. But see, I don't know if we should do that tonight. You'll probably topple over if you try to pick yourself up. We'll explore all the ways your mind is fantasizing about taking me another time. All right. Oh, what's with the sad puppy eyes? I never said I was gonna leave you unsatisfied. After all, it's not like you're stiff enough I can't ride you. Don't pout. It's okay if I have a little mischief and trick you sometimes. That's a smile I want to see. Now, no more waiting. Your cock is so hot inside of me. Oh, the way you twist and moan under me. Now, be a good boy for me and breed your whole life with everything you've got. But don't worry, I won't be too rough with you. I need you to give me a healthy litter of pups. Oh, human. Good boy. Oh, I've missed this. My breasts. Your cock is so hard. You're trying to shake your hips. No. No. Don't strain yourself. Just... leave it for me, and let me breed you. All you have to do is let me take care of you. Let your wife use you. Good. You like this? Having me panting and sweating and leaning over you. You know, the necklace you're wearing. I think it's so fitting for you. I know that humans put collars on dogs. So it'd be awfully silly of me to collar a human. But I can still put you on a leash if you want. So you aren't bothered by all the other wolves. It wouldn't be too hard to tie a lead to that necklace of yours and walk you around with me. Never have to worry about you wandering in the snow away from me ever again. Your cock's even harder. You like that idea, don't you? Do you like it when I tug on it like this? Yes. Goodbye. Good boy. Seeing how you react to me gets me even more excited. It makes me want to use you to breed even more. You don't mind, right? If I just go a little bit harder. Good. I just want to fuck you so bad that don't worry, I won't go too hard. Even if I break you, even if you can't walk after I'm done with you, I'll still keep you. This cock of yours is too good to give up. No, you're mine now, and I am yours. Your loving wife, to use you and bring you every night. My prince, your cock is even harder. I just want to lick you all over. And taste you, and bite you, and mark you as mine. I want you so bad. I don't mind, right, if I keep marking you. Good. Good. Don't worry. I won't leave anything and I won't heal. But you might scar a little bit. Good. You're gonna come. I can tell. You're gonna come for me, aren't you? Good. 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 Come for me, my prince. Come for me. Yes. 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 Now, we belong to me, my dear prince. You look so exhausted. I feel really exhausted too. I got so caught up in playing with you. But now, being able to lay it aside like this, it's so peaceful. You're mine, my prey, my husband. And that is, unless I give you a leash over to another wolf. Don't worry, only ones you like. But you'll always come back to me. I was wondering, and I don't mean to be moving too fast, but do you want to kiss me? You. Ah, good. Okay, then. The first kiss of us as lovers. You're so sweet for indulging me. So, my dear prince, what do you want to do now? I can just stay here with you if you plan on resting. You want me to hold you? Of course. Of course. Anything for you, dear. This is such a special day for you, after all. Oh, you must feel so lucky, boy, to be rescued by a wolf like me. Then, just curl up in my arms and listen to the fire. I'm sure your dreams will be sweet. Clean you up.